We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I brought along a friend with me today. And he loves coming here, actually. Doesn't get here as often as he might. So if some of the younger ones would like to come and say hello to my friend here, he's very, very pleased. He'd love to see you. Here he is. Come on, out you come. Oh, hi there. Woo-hey! Golly, hi there, it's nice to see you. Would you like to say hello? Yeah, that's great. Do you want to say hi? Do you want to say, oh, fantastic. Wow, oh my goodness me. Hi there, little one. Hi there, little ones. Oh my goodness me. Hi. Oh, hello. My goodness me. Well, it sure is good to be here. My name's Barnabas. Oh, hi there, Peyton. You okay there? Yeah. Oh, hi there. Okay, Bradley, there you go. Five. That's brilliant. Okay. And Tom. Oh, hi there. Very good. Okay. Well, let me tell you something. You know, I love going into schools and I love coming here because, you know, everybody likes me. It's so good. Oh, I didn't see you there. Hi, hi. Oh, goodness me. But do you know, I didn't have so many friends, and that's because I wasn't a very nice person. I wasn't a very nice sheep. You can see, I'm quite big, aren't I? I'm quite a big sheep, and I'm strong. And I thought, right, well, I'm big and I'm strong, and I'm going to make sure that everybody keeps out of my way. I'm going to be the boss at school. I really am. And I was a bit nasty. You know, sometimes I'd go up and I'd take someone's food because I thought that looked nicer than mine. Sometimes I'd push people away. Whoa! And I wasn't very nice. But I tell you what, one day there was a new little lamb came to the school. And it was a tiny little lamb. And, oh, are you going to come and say hello? Oh, that's lovely. Well, I thought, hey, I'm going to have fun with this little lamb. So I pushed the little lamb around and was really quite nasty to it. And then eventually I said, okay, little lamb, what's your name? And the little lamb said, my name's India. I said, India? That's the name of a country. You can't be called that. You can't be called that. Da, 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 da. I'm going to call you China. Barnabas, that was not very nice. I know that now. Well, I hope you learned your lesson and stopped being nasty to her. Well, I did, but, you know, it was a bit strange because a little bit later, I was out on my own when suddenly a whole group of dogs got round me. Now, the shepherd's dogs are fine, but these were not nice dogs. And they said, hey, you Barnabas, we're going to teach you a lesson. I was scared because they was bigger than me and I was really frightened. And they was getting closer and closer when suddenly there was a little voice which said, don't do that. He hasn't done you any harm. You leave him alone. And they turned around. And you know, there was the little lamb called India. And she was defending me. She was saying, don't leave me alone. And the dogs, they went, ha! Old Barnabas, you need a little lamb to look after you. Hur, hur, hur. And they left me alone. Well, I turned to India and I said, India, I've been really nasty to you and you come and defend me? Why'd you do that? She said, well, Barnabas, I don't like it when people are nasty to me. So if I don't like people or lambs or shepherd or sheep to be nasty to me, I'll try and stop them being nasty to other people and other sheep. Well, I was really surprised. This little lamb, she just showed that you don't have to be big and strong to win. And so I decided I was going to be nice to everybody. And, you know, me and India, we're good friends now. Well, the Reverend Sam's going to say a little bit more, but it's really good to see you all. Can I just say hello again? Oh, bye-bye, because I've got to go now. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye. I'll see you all again soon sometime, I hope. Okay, bye, y'all. Bye. I said bye. Oh, that's better. Good. There you go. It made all the difference. And we've got Noah being baptized today. It's wonderful. What a difference a baby, little, helpless, can make. We know that sometimes families have been split apart for whatever reason. For whatever reason. And suddenly a baby is born. And very often that baby brings the family back together. Not because the baby's big and strong like Hercules or like the UN peacekeeping force or whatever, but in his very helpless or her very helplessness and tiny and fragility, then is more powerful than anything else. Anything else. I know that it doesn't always happen, but a little baby shows you do not have to be big and strong and powerful and butch, as it were, to be more powerful than the greatest nuclear bomb. And Jesus rode into town. We celebrate today, Palm Sunday, his triumphant entry. But he rode in on a donkey, for goodness sake. Not like one that you ride at Blackpool or anything like that. But a donkey was an important animal. It wasn't like, you know, we don't dismiss them. But it wasn't like a noble steed that the Roman emperor would ride on. Big white, you know, for those with long memories, Trigger and the Lone Ranger. It wasn't anything like that, no. It was just an ordinary, everyday donkey. And Jesus rode into town on that. And he was recognized for the king who he is. In a reading a bit later that we didn't have now, Paul recognizes that in his humility, Jesus showed how great God is. Today, I pray on this Palm Sunday, with the example of a baby, with the example of the humility of Jesus, we will learn what it means, or relearn what it means, to have the power of serving in a humble way, and not an arrogant way. Let's be like Jesus, humble, and bring glory to him. And it's amazing the authority that we can have. Let's bow our heads to pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Jesus. Thank you for all that he did for us. Thank you for his humility. And we pray, Lord, that his humility will encourage us to serve you and to serve each other in the strength that comes from him. We ask in his most holy name. Amen.